Easter has already happened and all that, but we're going to kind of do a bit of a review on that. We're going to use our special eggs to do that. And of course, I need some volunteers for that. So the first one, I think, is this one. All right, let's see. How about Andrew? Andrew, you can come up here. All right, open this egg and tell us what's in it. Hold it up so everybody can see. What is it? A donkey. Everybody see the donkey? All right, you can stand right over here. All right, so a donkey. This is it. In Jesus' day, most people walked everywhere. Sometimes knights rode on donkeys or horses when they entered a city. The people would stop what they were doing and watch as the king rode by. On the day that Jesus rode into the city, the people were thrilled to see him. They believed that he was their new king who had come to save them and to fill their lives with joy. And so they spread palm branches for him as he came into the city. Now, they actually thought he was their king. He was going to be their king, and he was their king. But they thought he was going to maybe the week after or so take care of the Romans and set up his own kingdom, and the Jewish people would be free, and that's what they were hoping for, maybe. But Jesus had a little bit different of a plan in mind. All right, the next one. This is sort of going through this the last few days before the crucifixion and all that. So there's a lot of detail in the Bible about that. All right. Let's see who's next. All right. You can come up here. What's your name again? Jace. All right. Open this one up. All right. What is that in there? Coins. Yep. Let's hold them up so everybody can see. Some silver coins. All right, silver coins. As it happens, one of Jesus' disciples decided that he was tired of waiting for Jesus to do all this political stuff that he was hoping he would do, and he decided to betray Jesus and to hand him over to the Jewish leaders. And so they agreed to pay him with some silver, 30 pieces of silver, if he would kind of arrange a spot for them to arrest him outside of the view of the public, because they couldn't do it right in the middle of broad daylight in the temple or something like that, because all the people would be angry because they liked Jesus. At least a lot of them did. And so they had to figure out some other way to do it. And this was the way that they figured out. And Judas, unfortunately, was the one that was going to do that. And it ended up, he was one of Jesus' best friends and ended up being one of his worst enemies. All right, the next one. All right, come up here. I'm going to get some girls here in a minute. All right, what's in there?
I do not remember what it's called.
What do you think it is? Hold it up, let's see. It's like a cup, I guess. There's a couple of special. could be. Yeah. All right, let's stand in line so we can go back through here and make sure we remember. So you remember, you're first, and then you're second, you're third. We got a bunch more people coming up, so try to stay in the same order. All right, meanwhile, as Judas is doing that, Jesus is with his other disciples, and they are celebrating the Passover, which, as you may remember, what Jewish holiday that is? What was that commemorating? Something passing over. Levi, you remember that? Oh, man. Ian? Yeah, what was that about? No, nobody knows what passing over. Will not die. Right, that protects you, right. And so that's what the Israelites did, but the Egyptians, they didn't believe in all that business, so they didn't do it. And that's right. So yeah, so that was, so the death angel came, all the firstborn in Egypt died, And Pharaoh said, all right, fine, you can leave. And so the children of Israel were released from being slaves and captives in Israel, in Egypt, and they could be their own nation. And so every year they celebrated that. And so Jesus celebrated that here. And every year they would kill a lamb. And it's very interesting that that's what was going to happen here, kind of. And so one of the special things that Jesus did was at the end of the meal, he picked up a piece of bread and said, this is my body that's going to be broken for you. And then he picked up the cup and he said, this is my blood that's going to be spilled for you. And they all shared in that meal and in that remembrance. And that's a tradition that we have as Christians, continuing on just like Jesus commanded us, to help to remind us about what Jesus was about to do here. All right, the next one. I think it's this one. All right, got to be a girl this time. Annie, come up.
You just
forgot the plate. What? And what is this? What are they doing?
Praying.
Praying, yep. Looks like they're in the praying position. Yeah. No, it's two hands. So after they had their meal, then they went out to a garden, and Jesus wanted to have some time to pray because he knew what was happening. He knew what was coming up soon. The disciples maybe didn't quite know he was telling them about it, but they were a little confused, and they were sad, and he said he was going to go away, and they didn't know exactly what that meant. And so he went and prayed, and he wanted them to pray too, but guess what the disciples did? They fell asleep, but they didn't realize how serious it was. But Jesus, it was serious for him, and he prayed. And he prayed that if it were possible, that maybe he wouldn't even have to go through all of this. But of course, he knew that it was. And he said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done, God. So he's talking to his Father, and he's willing to do God's will, even though it was going to mean such a terrible time for him. All right, put your phone away, Miss Miranda. Next one. All right, I mean, you can come next.
Like
this side is a good side. I don't know. This one is. All right, it's a whip. Hold it up so everybody can see. Some of these maybe you can keep. Maybe you can see close up later on. I don't know. We'll see what how much time we have. So. After Jesus finished praying there in the garden, all of a sudden there's torchlight and soldiers and swords and people shouting, and they've come to arrest Jesus. And Judas steps forward and he kisses Jesus and shows him, this is the one that you're going to arrest. And they do. They arrest him and they have this trial. And in the morning they take him to Pilate, who's in charge of, he's the Roman in charge of everything. And they have Jesus whipped with a terrible thing. All right, here's the next one. All right, Levi.
Do I have to have good posture?
What is this one? A rooster, that's right, a rooster. When Jesus was still with his disciples, he said, because Peter said, Jesus, what are you talking about? If you had to be killed, why, we would go there with you. If you were arrested, we would be arrested too. We would be willing to die for you. And Jesus said, well, that's not how it's going to be. You're going to tell people you don't even know who I am tonight. Three times before the morning and the rooster crows in the morning. And Peter said, oh, that cannot be true. And he was so sure that that was not going to be true. But sure enough, after Jesus was arrested, they took him. And while he's having these different trials, Peter's there kind of in the vicinity watching to see what's going to happen. And sure enough, some people come up and they say, hey, I recognize you. You were with Jesus. And he said, no, I'm not that guy. No, I'm not with Jesus. I don't even know who he is. Three times. And then sure enough, he heard that rooster crow and he was sad. Because he had denied Jesus. Judas had betrayed Jesus. Peter had denied Jesus. And you know where all the rest of the disciples were? They had split. They had run off. So John was kind of around, but the rest of them had kind of taken off. Jesus had lost all his friends here. All right, the next one. Let's see. All right, Miranda, come on up. This one is? That's right. Shaped into a crown for Jesus' head. So after Jesus was whipped, then they further made fun of Jesus, and they put a robe on him like he was a king, and they put a crown on him like he was a king, except this one had giant thorns in them to hurt him and also to make fun of him at the same time. That's pretty bad, isn't it? To hurt somebody and to make fun of him at the same time. And guess what? This was the king of the universe that they were doing this to, the creator of all things, and the one that would be the judge of all and is coming back to set up his kingdom. That's the person that they were making fun of. Not a good thing. And but it's so ironic because he really was the king. They were making fun of him like he was the king, but they had no idea. But he really was the king. All right, the next one. All right, in the back there. Here, come on. I'll choose who does the next one. This one is? What's it made out of? Well, the real cross was made out of wood. This one is, actually, it is metal. It's made out of three nails. Big old nails. That kind of nails that they would use to nail somebody to a cross because Jesus was condemned to die. And what was his crime? Nothing. That's right. Pilate said, I can't find anything wrong with him. He's not done anything wrong. Why should we crucify him? But the crowd says, no, crucify him. And so he didn't want to get in trouble with anybody, and he didn't want to have people rioting or anything. So he kind of turned the other way and let it happen. And he said, all right, fine. Well, we can sacrifice this guy to keep the peace and so that I can still be in charge of things and have a nice orderly town here. And so Jesus was sent to be crucified and nailed up to a cross. All right, let's see who we got next. All right, you can come over. This one is?
A spear.
No, it's a spear. Oh, sorry. I've kind of gone out of the picture. All right, and so, Jesus is there, and he's hanging on the cross, and these Roman soldiers are really good at killing people. They don't want people just to survive accidentally or something like that. And so their job is to make sure that the people they're supposed to execute are actually dead. And so one of the ways they did that for Jesus was after they thought he was dead, they stuck a spear in his side to make sure. And the rest of his blood came out then. And there was no doubt in anybody's mind that he was, in fact, dead. No way to survive something like that. Everybody saw that. It was very public. And he was all the way absolutely dead. I don't know. All right. Ian, you can be next. All right. What is this one? A stone. That's right. A stone. All right. Stand back over here. So after Jesus died, they buried him, and they buried him in a tomb which nobody had ever used before, and Joseph of Arimathea got the body of Jesus and donated his own tomb for Jesus' body to be laid into, and they rolled a stone over it, and actually the Jews said, hey, we need to guard this thing in case somebody comes and tries to steal this body and pretend like he rose or something. So they put guards around it to make sure nothing like that would happen. But let's see what else happens here. Well, this is actually another one. All right, this one is All right, why don't you come up here? What's this one got in it?
Nothing.
Oh, no. I think that was supposed to actually have something in it. I wonder if the other one has anything in it. Oh, here's the other one. Try this one. We got the wrong thing in the wrong. This one is a cloth, so this is sort of like what Jesus was buried in. Here, hold the, you can hold this one.
I have a stone mind.
An unfortunate little mix-up tonight. All right, so he's buried. And so then, 3 days later, the women are coming that are still, they're his friends, and they want to put some more spices on his body and to continue the burial rituals that they have. And they get there, and they're trying to come to the tomb. All right, who's going to open this one? All right, Isaac, come on. And shockingly, what is inside this one? Nothing at all, because when they got there, the stone is rolled away, and the tomb is empty, and the grave clothes are just laying there, strangely, all folded up. And immediately angels are there saying, what are you looking for? This, are you looking for somebody who's dead? Because there's nobody dead here. Jesus is alive. He's alive. He's not here anymore. He is risen. No, it didn't. It did not. And the reason they know that is because after that, Jesus appeared to all the disciples. Shh, folks. He appeared to, at one time, over 500 people at one time, and many other different people. Lots of people saw him die. Lots of people saw him alive again. And so this really did happen. And this has changed all of history, that this sort of thing could have possibly happened. Jesus dying for our sins and then rising again. And really just setting into motion his kingdom that is already sort of breaking in here and there. But one day when he comes back, we will see it fully in its strength. Mm-hmm. That's right. All right, let's go back through and do a little recap. We have, what is in this one? We have a donkey. We have the coins. We have the cup. We have the hands that are praying. Which one's next? This one, the whipping, the rooster, the crown of thorns, the nails, the spear, the stone, the cloth, and nothing. All right, carefully put your egg with its correct contents back into the... It doesn't matter where you put it, as long as it's the right color with the right thing in it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's bow our heads. We're going to pray before we continue on tonight. So bow your heads. Shh. Let's be very quiet. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for just the opportunity we have to talk about this amazing thing that has happened in history, that you've come and become a man and lived an entire life, a sinless life, and you have given yourself on the cross just like that Passover lamb that was killed, didn't deserve to die. You didn't deserve to die, and yet you did, so that you could bear our sins, and so that God's wrath could be satisfied, and pray that you'd, and then you rose again, and began your kingdom here on earth. And Lord, help us to be a part of that. Help us to understand we need to trust Jesus to be saved, to be a part of your kingdom, and help us to live that way each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.